back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Completely open phones here until 11 o'clock when Gretchen and Luke's take over. Dave in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Hey,
man?
Dude.
Hang on, I got to switch it from speak to normal because I'm driving. I don't want to get pulled over. So.
Oh, boy.
Actually, the one guy asked, one of the questions I was going to ask about Whitman, I was going to say, you know, what the hell happened to Whitman? But I had been on location on a film in Michigan, and I just got back. So
go to whathappenedwhitman.com. All the answers will be right there for you.
Okay. Well, earlier you were talking about you know, the guns in schools and the whole episode with the incident in Texas. I was going to say, when I was a kid, we used to play war with actual BB guns and pellet guns, and I got cranked in the back of my calf running away from a guy that I had just shot, and a pellet gun like got lodged in my right calf, and I went through my jeans, and I had to go to the ER, and they had to remove the pellet because it went in pretty deep, because I got shot at, like, I don't know, 15 feet away, and the guy pumped it probably like 35 times. It really hurt.
Was it an old Daisy gun?
No, it was, it might have, actually might have been, no, the BB guns were Daisies, and the pellet guns were, there's another brand name. I haven't used
it. I think it was like B&B, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I had.
And man, that thing really hurt. But
yeah, those. I loved BB guns and pellet guns when I was a kid.
And yeah, so your dad took you hunting with those, or he?
No, he never took me hunting, but everybody had like a pellet gun or BB gun, and the fancy ones, remember when CO2 came out?
Oh, yeah.
Those were the best.
Yeah, actually, my friend of mine had a CO2 one, and there was this open field across the street from our houses because half the land was developed, the other half it was a church and then a parking lot. Well, right. There was this huge tree, and squirrels used to go up in this tree. This tree must have been like good 80 feet tall, at least 90 feet, and we saw this squirrel sitting at the top of the tree. We're sitting on my friend's porch, and he decided he's going to try pegging off this squirrel that's obviously, you know, running up and down this tree. And you can see a squirrel sitting there at the very far left of the tree on this very top branch. And he pumped it like 40 times on this gun. He tried it with that. It didn't work. And then he used the CO2, and he just did one shot. And it, like, 30 seconds later, the squirrel fell. He hit him right square in the head, right
in the eye. Dropped him, huh?
It was beautiful.
Okay. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Yeah, I guess everybody's sort of changed since then. But back in the when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, a lot of guys in the neighborhood, you know, were killing like not squirrels, but, you know, crows and birds and stuff like that. I think that's what you do when you're a kid. I know a lot of people say, well, it leads to, you know, mass murderers, you know, tortured animals when they were a kid. But there's a lot of guys that are, you know, CEOs of major companies that also, you know, shot birds when they were kids. So let's talk to Greg in Laguna. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
BB gun guy was on way too long.
Oh, well, we can't back it up here, so we'll take a note for that next time.
You used to drive a limousine.
Yes, I did.
Can you parallel park a limo?
Yeah, actually I can.
You serious?
Yeah, you got one?
What? Yeah, I do.
All right, bring it to the station. I'll parallel park it for you.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay. I think you're the funniest guy on radio.
Thank you, sir.
And I used to always take your sayings like, man. You know, I used to just, all my friends, like, where do you get that stuff from?
Right.
I'm like, dude, I come up with that on my own. And so one day I'm driving, and I'm driving with this chick, and she's like, man, you're a funny guy. Where do you keep getting all that stuff from? I'm like, this is just natural, babe. Yeah, man. And so one day I turn on the radio station, and you're on. And you drop one of those, yeah, man. So she just looked at me. And she says, you mother effer, dude. And I'm like, dude.
You stole it.
I'm like, dude, he stole it from me, dude. That's like, it's Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah, you know what? If next time, are you still going out with her?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, if you ever do that and she ever accuses you of stealing it, call me on the air and I'll convince her that I stole it from you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Call me on the air. Well, I'll do it next time.
Wait.
All right, thanks, man. All right, take care of yourself, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, there he goes, man. All right, so long. And by the way, anything you hear me say, I've probably stolen it from somebody else. So this isn't all original crap. You know, a little bit of Renzulli, my friend George, Robbie Fox. I mean, you know, the way these guys, Jimmy Costello, the way these guys talk, I think I've picked up a lot from them and also from just hanging out at the racetrack, you know. Let's talk to Eduardo in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. Oops, sorry about that. You there, dude?
Big Timmy.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
The 16-year-old kid again.
Oh, yeah.
Remember me?
Yeah, the guy who uses the F word to his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, very so much fun there.
Yeah, you drinking then?
I'm trying to. Oh, trying not to,
16.
Man.
16. Where do you get the booze at 16? You get somebody to buy it for you?
Nah, just trying to pick lock. Picking locks, man.
Okay. All right,
man.
Dude, man.
I had a question.
Yeah, what are you getting?
Cars.
Yeah.
I love cars.
All right, well. I'm not a big advocate. I don't know much about cars. What do you got?
Oh, man. No, I'm going to just ask you then. Is there such thing as an 8-speed Mustang?
An 8-speed Mustang?
Yeah, manual.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you asked Jeff from the John and Jeff show, he'd know in a heartbeat. Malibu Dan would know, too. Mm. You know, as a matter of fact, hold on 1 second. Can we try to get Malibu Dan on the phone? You got Malibu Dan's number? All right, we'll call Malibu Dan and see if we can ask him that question. 8-speed stick in a Mustang. My instinct would be no. I think maybe 5 or 6 is maximum. But 8-speed on a Mustang, that's never heard of that. Sandy in Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
All right, what's up, baby?
Hey, I wanted to invite everybody to free concerts this Saturday and Sunday. The Angel Stadium.
All right.
And POD is playing tomorrow, so it's going to be awesome.
Is that before the game?
No, there's no game. It's going to be about 6 o'clock at night. It's called the Harvest Crusade. I don't know if you know about it.
No, is it charity?
It's like for anybody to come. It's about Jesus and everything. It's a Christian thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
All right, so a place where you can easily get laid, huh? Hello?
Come on, dude.
No?
No.
A place where you can smoke a joint and enjoy yourself?
No. Where you can get saved. I mean, you can come drunk or high, whatever, but you'll be changed afterwards.
Okay.
Love you.
All right. Take care,
God bless
baby.
You. Bye.
God bless you, too, baby. All right. There she goes, man. You want to enjoy your weekend, head down to Anaheim Stadium and hang out with Sandy, man. Yeah, a lot of people like that. I saw a guy driving the other day, and I had my window down, and I could hear the conversation the guy next to me was having on the phone. And he's yelling at somebody. But, you know, God died for your sins. God died for your sins. Don't you understand that? He's yelling at this dude. I'm like, oh, man. You guys got a busier life than I do. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gino in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, dude.
What's happening?
Well, just got about 20 minutes left here. What do you got?
Cool. Listen, speaking of fast cars, I actually do have a way to get out a ticket once the cop does actually show up and you do actually get the ticket. I fought 7 tickets doing this, and this is not a joke, and this totally works.
Right.
And it's basically once you get a ticket, you get X amount of money you got to pay. So you send a check in, but you overpay that check by a few dollars, like $3 or $4.
Right.
And then once you receive the check, they're going to send you a refund check for the amount you overpaid. And what you do, you never cash that check. You never go and cash that check. And then the court system never reports back to DMV how many points you have, and that's how you can avoid the point.
Is that right? And that works, huh?
7 tickets. I can email them to you. 7 tickets from 7 different cities. Beverly Hills,
all right,
LA.
Let's walk through this again very carefully, because I'm going to use this in the future. You overpay. Let's say I owed $159 on my ticket. I paid $168. They send me a refund check for the difference. I never cash that check. And because I don't cash that check, that mark never goes on my record?
That's correct. The case stays open. The case stays in limbo. It never gets reported to DMV as closed.
Until you cash that check.
Until you cash that check. And after 3 years, it expires anyway.
Dude, where were you last week, man?
I don't, like, unfortunately, I barely listen to the show because of my work hours.
Right.
But I'm on my way to, you know, see somebody.
Oh, dude, that's a great, that, you know what, that is, you should be writing a book, dude. You know what, I got to get a ticket quickly. They might close that loophole because of you.
I don't know, it's been working. I fought tickets since 1998, since I moved to L.A., and it's been working ever since.
Wow, I'm definitely going to do that, man.
But for sure, that guy was right. I mean, by extending it, you can fight like 95% of your ticket. Just extending and extending, the guy never shows up. Or if it does, like, you know, you probably end up winning because you forgot how you know, the whole thing went down. But once you do actually get the ticket, do that trick, and I guarantee you, I have 7 tickets. I have them framed. I have them emailed. It's on my website. Wow. I have the whole thing on my MySpace about it, and people just love it.
Dude, that is great. Congratulations, dude.
Thanks. Well,
all right.
Great show, man.
Thanks for calling, buddy. There he goes. Gino, man, a tip for everybody. Geez, I got to see if that works. Let's talk to, how about Bernie in Long Beach? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I got a couple things for you. First thing is the guy with the Mustang.
Oh, Eduardo. Eduardo?
Yeah.
You're on with Bernie. Bernie, Eduardo.
Hi, Eduardo. The only 8-speed that's out there is on the brand-new Audis.
On the Audis?
Yeah, that's the only 8-speed that transmissions that are out there. Yeah, because Audi is real high-tech type of thing. But, yeah, anything else is best you're going to get is a 6-speed.
Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack, brother. I'm a car nut. I've had 35 cars in my life. I'm 58 years old. I know everything about everything.
Wow.
What else you want to know?
Also, I thought I knew I saw on a Mustang an 8-speed.
No, man, there ain't no such thing.
No?
The only 8-speed you're going to get is if you get in a tractor trailer. They'll go from 8 speeds to 13 speeds. But other than that, that ain't going to happen, bro.
Yeah.
Other than that, Tim, I want to give you a little story about when I was younger and with my BB gun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I took my BB gun apart and put a bigger spring in it so it could be more powerful. How about that?
That's great. Now, what is the one, the long rifle? Was it B&B or?
Yeah, that's the only two that were out there was a B&B and a Daisy.
Yeah.
Well, back when, like I said, I was born in the 50s. So
I had the B&B, and if you pump that thing, I could pump it about 50 times before my arm fell off.
Yeah,
and,
well, we would put it on the toe of our shoe so it wouldn't get dirt in it.
Right.
And that way you could pump it better because, when you're 7 years old, there ain't a whole lot of pumping you.
Oh, yeah. We used to take that thing off campus. I mean, when my parents were out of town or late at night, we used to, walk around the neighborhood with that, with our BB guns. And they looked like rifles. But if you did that today, like nowadays, you're 12 or 13, you're walking around the neighborhood with what looks like a rifle, the cops could kill you over that.
Oh, yeah. That's why they put red tips on any type of guns or anything like that. That way they can tell if they're a toy or a real gun or not. But yeah, back like I said, it was a gas, and the first actual real gun I shot, it was a 12 gauge, and actually that thing just actually flew out of my arm because I couldn't, I wasn't strong to hold on to it. But
yeah, that happened to me as well.
Yeah,
first time I shot a shotgun, it put me on my ass.
Yeah,
but you know what?
I wasn't big enough.
Yeah,
my shoulder, so I had to hold it under my hip.
Yeah, I'm such a child that I still, like last weekend I went to Big Five with my daughter, and I still spent about 20 minutes looking at BB guns.
Yeah, like I said.
I think I might get another one. All right, thanks for calling, dude.
All right, Tim.
All right, there he goes. Bernie, everybody. Look at that stud, man. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Juliet in Lakewood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello.
Hey, Juliet.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing, baby?
Good, thank you. Hey, Tim, I just want to ask you, what do you think? I know you've mentioned that you hate it when people that have no kids tell you what to do about your kids.
Right.
Or how to raise your kids.
That's correct.
So how do you feel, or what do you think? I don't know if you caught the show a couple of weeks ago of those two guys that come on at 11 o'clock.
John and Jeff, yeah.
Yes, those two monkeys. What do you think about them saying that the high school kids should wear color-coded jumpsuits in high freshmen, pink color-coded jumpsuits for freshmen?
Oh, I didn't hear them say that, but John is here prepping his show for Monday, and you can ask him. You want to talk to him?
No, I wanted to find out what your opinion is.
Well,
Juliet, you're next on the third shift.
There he is, John from the John and Jeff Show. Juliet,
now Juliet, what do you have a problem with us putting children in jumpsuits? Because that protects them. Because if a school was run like a prison, then there would be no shootings. Because there's no shootings in jail.
That's ridiculous.
And you know what? And you get mad because, and Tim would get mad because I tell people how to raise their kids, even though I don't have kids. That's not a good enough argument. Either you agree with me or you disagree with me. And I think you disagree with me.
All right. Juliet, thank you for calling. And please don't call those two monkeys. They're both very good friends of mine, and I love both those dudes. Did I sell that?
I don't think so.
Should I try it again?
We're past it.
I love those two.
I know. You love their show.
No, I
you listen every night.
They're two of my best friends, and they're both at my wedding, and Jeff and his wife are my child's godparents. Did I sell it that time? I love those guys. I do. What's wrong with you, dude? I do love those guys.
You're not buying it.
They're not buying it?
They're not buying it.
You buying it?
No.
Gina, did you buy it?
Tim, just give up the ghost on this one.
Eugene in, I don't know, Pasadower. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
It's Pasadowner. hey.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you since I was like, I don't know, 15, going back
serious?
To like.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, dude. What are you, 27 now?
Well, maybe I wasn't 15. I was 31.
Oh.
But listening to you a long time.
Thank you, sir.
Timmy.
Yes, sir.
You got to get a co-host, a constant co-host, because I love you, and I think you're one of the funniest.
Thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome. I think that you're great. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I cannot listen to your show.
Whoops, no more thank yous.
Oh, no, let me finish. I can't listen to your show with partial hosts.
You need to get someone.
You're welcome. You need to get a person that you build a rapport with. You're welcome. And so the audience can kind of get a relationship kind of feeling with.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome. With Steckler and with Whitman, you know, the audience gets a feeling for the banter back and forth.
I think on some levels you're right. And, you know, I wish that there was, you know, CBS had a zillion dollars to hire somebody, but things are a little tight right now. Dougie, please. But I will say that that this show, perhaps, and I will agree with you, was a little bit funnier, or I would say a lot funnier, with Doug Steckler. And
absolutely.
And also with, I would say that it was funnier with Brian Whitman. However.
Yep.
I will defend this program and say, out of all the stations that offer program between 8 and 11 p.m. in Los Angeles, that I still think hour by hour, day by day, this is the best show on radio.
You go, dog!
That's because sports radio is just so fun to listen to. But I know.
Steckler, I think, is terrific, and... And, you know, I swear to God, two nights ago, I had a dream that he and I were working together again.
Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please.
Yeah, Dougie.
I did wake up with a headache, but I did have a dream that we were working together.
You just feed off another host, and you're welcome. That host feeds off of you.
Thank you.
And you work better with another person.
Thank you, sir.
Not that you're... you're welcome.
What about Wednesdays with Arsenio Hall?
Honestly, I don't listen anymore.
Oh.
I know. I'm a huge dud.
Well, listen to KBC and, you know, see what they... Like a Dodger game and then a right-wing host over there.
Oh, and then I'll bang my head against the wall.
All right, buddy. Just try to listen. I know it sucks for you, but try to listen. All right, let's talk to Carlos and Carson. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Jim, how you doing today?
Hey, dude, how are you?
Pretty good. No, I'm just calling to confirm what a caller a couple calls back was saying the thing about the tickets. I'm a truck driver.
Right.
And amongst us, I mean, it's a little well-known secret if we ever get caught, because since we're commercial drivers, if we get a ticket in our work vehicle or even in our private vehicle, we're not allowed to go to traffic school, so we get those points
sent
from us. And if we have like more than 2 points taken, we can get our license suspended, or we can get a different hassle. But if you get a speeding ticket, you overpay by And as long as you don't cash that check, that never gets reported to the DMV.
That is so classic. Goddamn, I wish I knew that 2 weeks ago. You know?
Well, like you said, go out there and try to get a speeding ticket. And if it don't work, I'll give you my number. You call me and I'll pay your ticket.
I'll do that anyway. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, Carlos.
Thank you.
All right, take
care.
All right. Dave, Scott, John, Michael, Fred, and Manny, apologize we didn't have time to get to you, but we'll do it again next Friday, 10 o'clock, open phones. Stay tuned for Gretchen and Luke's, and we'll see you Monday right after Lycus. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Now, here's how you do it. Here's a quick tip for you. You have nine $1 bills, right? And you give the guy, you go, hey, listen, can I get a 10 for these nine $1 bills? And you give the guy nine $1 bills, he gives you a 10. He counts the bills, and he goes, wait a minute, there's only nine here. You take them back, you have another dollar bill in your palm, and you go, wait, no, there's 10 here. And you count them out again. You go, no, there's 10. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you go, you know what, just screw it. Here, just take the 10 and the 10 ones and give me a 20. And
got it.
It does work. But, you know, if you feel like an a-hole like me afterwards, you always, like, say, ah, dude, I just juked you here. Let me give the money back. But once I did this at a gas station, the guy's like, no, dude, I'm even here in the drawer. I'm cool. I said, no, I just took 10 bucks from you. He's like, no, dude, not me. You didn't take 10 bucks from anybody here. And so long.